With Montana News, I'm Maxine Spire. The Roman Catholic Diocese of Great Falls and Billings reached a $20 million settlement agreement today with more than 80 people who say they were sexually abused by clergy as children, according to attorneys in the case. Corin Cates Carney reports.
The claims of sexual abuse date from the 1950s to 1990s, according to attorney Dan Fazy, who represented some victims. He says the settlement process has helped some of his clients recover from feeling like victims, but for others, this is just another step in their healing.
And I think the resounding response from the clients that I've been working with is, if this can help prevent one child in the future from suffering the same fate of childhood sexual abuse, then it's a major victory.
Fazy says more victims came forward since the lawsuit was first filed in 2007. In 2015, the Catholic Diocese in Helena settled for a similar amount, with roughly 360 victims. While the money side of the most recent settlement has been negotiated, other non-monetary terms are still being worked on. Victim attorneys say they want the final settlement to include an apology from the local bishop. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
Students in Helena are hosting a town hall meeting at this hour to talk about solutions to gun violence. But their goal of having large, nonpartisan representation at the event doesn't look like it'll happen. Corin Cates Carney reports.
Leaders of the Helena Youth Against Gun Violence group say they've invited all 17 candidates in the primary race for the U.S. House and Senate to what they're calling a town hall for our lives. However, as of this morning, only five of the candidates, two Greens and three Democrats, have said they'll show up. Nathan Hartnett is a student at Capitol High School and one of the leaders of the group. Hartnett says he leans more conservative than other members of the group, and he's disappointed that no Republicans have scheduled to show up to the event. He says it's going to take a nonpartisan effort to bring meaningful change.
It feels kind of weird because they are our candidates. They are trying to run for this office, so they should be able to talk to every single one of their people that they're representing. But so we'd just love it if they would show up, but that's all we can hope for, I guess.
As of this morning, the list of candidates attending the event included Green Party candidates Doug Campbell and Steve Kelly, who are running for Montana's U.S. House and Senate seats, respectively, Democrats Grant Keir, Kathleen Williams, and John Meyer, who are competing in their party's primary for the U.S. House. Other Democrat and Libertarian candidates have written statements that'll be read at the event. Republicans were asked to provide statements as well, but none responded, according to the Helena Youth Against Gun Violence. The Town Hall for Our Lives event is expected to run from 5:30 to 7:30 this evening at the Helena Middle School Auditorium. The group expects to stream the event live on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service will not restore federal protections for Yellowstone area grizzly bears. That despite a court ruling questioning the government's rationale for placing the animals under state management. Today's announcement follows a months-long review of last year's decision to lift protections for about 700 bears in and around Yellowstone National Park. The Center for Biological Diversity opposed that decision as well as the analysis released today. Andrea Santacieri is that group's senior attorney.
Fish and Wildlife Service has been taking this piecemeal approach to recovery of grizzly bears, and they're looking at one population and isolated area and saying that they've recovered so we don't have to protect them anymore. But if they're not connecting to other populations, it's not real recovery.
The government's review was launched after a federal appeals court ruled wildlife officials needed to give more consideration to how a species' loss of historical habitat affects its recovery. Wyoming and Idaho plan to allow hunts for a small number of grizzlies this fall. Federal land managers are again seeking congressional backing to sterilize, euthanize, or sell for slaughter tens of thousands of wild horses roaming public lands across the West. But the Bureau of Land Management has added a new idea for culling overpopulated herds: $1,000 paychecks for those who adopt one. Overwhelmed by what it calls a $1 billion problem, the agency trotted out the approach in a suite of options presented to Congress yesterday. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions pledged the federal government's cooperation with Montana law enforcement and with drug treatment providers as the state grapples with a rise in crime and other problems linked to the surging popularity of methamphetamine. Sessions spoke about the nation's drug problem during an appearance today in Billings before several dozen police officers, judges, prosecutors, and treatment specialists. Much of his speech focused on opioid overdose deaths that have been a major issue in other parts of the U.S. But Sessions acknowledged methamphetamines pose the bigger problem in Montana and some other states. He pointed, as an example, to the 2016 murder of a 13-month-old girl, Kensley Olson, on Montana's Fort Peck Indian Reservation by a caregiver who was high on methamphetamine. I'm Maxine Spire, Montana Public Radio.